Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yo, Perry, I've got a line. I shifted my eyes from the water to see Kevin yanking back with all his might. The fishing rod my friend was holding suddenly bent, almost in half, as the sound of the line rapidly spooling out filled the air, almost drowning out the sound of the gulls crying overhead. A look of determination entered his face as he reached to lock the reel, embracing his legs. He let out a battle cry and flipped the switch. A moment later, he was almost pulled off his paddleboard and straight into the frigid Atlantic as the fish on the other end strained to escape. Veins began to stand out on his arms as he used every ounce of muscle in his body to match its ferocity. He shot a quick look up at me, a grin splitting across his face. And it feels like one hell of a big one to boot. For my part, I simply shook my head and gave a half smile at the man's overdramatic tone, as if he was boasting about hooking Moby Dick himself. More than likely, he got himself a good-sized stripper, a large bluefish at most. Even still, I called out to him. You all good or do you need a hand? He shook his head as he reeled in a few more feet of line and turned away from me, following the struggling fish as it swung towards shore. Nah, I've got this, he yelled back. Keep your eyes on your own line. We may have a school or whatever this is passing under us. Grunting to acknowledge I'd heard him, I turned away to gaze back at my line, which disappeared out of sight into the dark blue, almost black depths. Reaching out, I gently gripped it with my thumb and forefinger to feel if there was any tension beyond the stir of the current. Even the slightest tug could signify a curious fish nibbling. To my disappointment, though, I felt nothing. Nothing for the last hour and a half. I cast a quick and somewhat bitter look over at Kevin as he continued to haul up his prize from below. Lucky bastard always ends up being the one to catch anything during the spring months. The summer may be my time to shine, but in spring, he's the clear winner. Kevin and I had grown up together in a small town of Camden, Maine, meeting for the first time during roll call in elementary school. Bonding over a mutual love of the ocean, Sega Dreamcast, and 70s horror movies, we instantly hooked on to each other. And it had been this way ever since, even as the years had passed and we had grown. I was now staring down the barrel of turning 30, while he, being a few years older, was soon to be turning 34. After finishing college 4 years ago, I decided to move back to my hometown, pining for the sound of seagulls and lobster boats or even all the excitement and fun that Boston had to offer. To my surprise, when I stopped into the vintage room for a drink, I'd found him sitting at the bar, nursing a glass of whiskey. After embracing each other and over a few more drinks, I'd found he had decided to stay, taking a job as a deckhand on his uncle's lobster boat. That's where the topic of paddleboard fishing had come up. It was a hobby he had taken up after being introduced to it by a tourist who had passed through some years prior. One he had taken a shine to. It's one of the most fun times I've ever had on the water, he said. Seriously, you gotta try it. Just once, and you'll catch the bug like I did. And he had been dead on the money. Even having to learn to maintain my balance and don a wetsuit to keep from freezing during the colder months, it was a blast. More than that, it was like the old days of the two of us fishing together. The only difference was trading in the small two-person rowboat for the boards. And especially during the summer months, when both of us caught equal amounts of strippers, mackerel, and bluefish, it became a thrilling friendly rivalry to see who could come out on top. The winter and spring months, though, not as exciting anymore. I shook my head to push away the intrusive, almost jealous emotions which had settled over me like a storm cloud. Knock it off, Purr. Don't let the ugly green monster ruin the fun. Just do as you always do and shrug it off. Besides, we still got a half an hour for you to catch something. The mental encouragement seemed to bolster me, and I felt a genuine smile split my sourpuss face that had been plastered there. Lifting my head, I gazed out to sea as a set of large waves lifted me onto their crests. Far out in the distance, just visible on the horizon, I could see the vague shapes of North Haven and Vinylhaven Island. Both seemed to rise ever so slightly from the water, like the backs of sea monsters which sailors once told tales of. The thought reminded me of the tales my grandfather had told me before he passed. Tales about the sea serpent of Mount Desert Island, of Casey the Casco Bay sea monster, and others I'd long forgotten the names of. Perry, my boy, remember that there will always be more things undiscovered on this planet than will ever be written about in books, he had told me. As much as I agreed with his sentiments, I didn't exactly believe in sea monsters. I was convinced that things that gargantuan wouldn't be able to escape the prying, curious eyes of man forever, especially with our continued exploration of the sea. Hell, it was what I had gotten into college for, achieving a degree in marine biology. I've got it! Kevin's cry caused me to turn half around on my board, pulling my eyes from the open ocean. He was kneeling down, holding the rod in one hand and a small landing hook in the other as his eyes focused on something beneath the surface he couldn't see. A moment later, he dipped the hook into the water and stood up, grinning like a kid on Christmas morning as he held up the large stripper which flopped from the end of it. "Now that's what I'm talking about, man," he declared triumphantly before depositing the fish into the bucket on the board in front of him. I couldn't help but smile and let out a small chuckle at his infectious excitement. "Nice one, bro," I called to him, giving him a thumbs up. His smile grew wider for a moment, and then he gestured at me. "You haven't gotten a bite yet?" I shook my head. "Either hooking your catch caused the rest to scatter away, or it was just a loner, because there is absolutely nothing else down there biting." A thoughtful look spread across his face, and he rubbed his chin, looking around. "Well, how about we move a little further up the coast? There's always bites close to a 700-acre island, and I'd like both of us to go home with something to show for it." Whatever trace of envy I'd felt melted away like snow in spring at his words, replaced by appreciation for my friend's consideration. And that shows you exactly why he's always been the better man out of the two of us. "Yeah, why not?" I replied, beginning to reel in my line. "Can't be any worse than here anyways. You want to move closer in the shore or just head straight up?" Kevin didn't answer. After waiting for a moment for a response, and as my jig breached the surface, I turned to see why he hadn't replied. To my surprise, I found his gaze not on me, but beyond, further out to sea. His eyes were narrowed, indicating that he was squinting as he raised a hand to shield his eyes from the sun which strained the shine through the clouds overhead. I felt a wave of confusion wash over me and quickly hooked my jig onto my rod, setting it down in its holder and turned to follow his gaze. For a few moments, my eyes scanned the waves, unable to locate what had caught his attention. Then I finally saw it. At first it was just a small splash, something barely perceptible amongst the rest of the ever-moving ocean.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Then, a small flash of yellow caught my gaze. It appeared only for a split second, then seemed to pull down under the waves. For a moment, it reappeared, a few feet ahead of its prior position. What the hell? It reappeared a third time, and for whatever reason, I felt something uncoil itself inside me as I suddenly realized that whatever it was heading in our direction. I shot a look at Kevin. "Dude, what the hell is that?" I softly called out. He kept his eyes trained on the approaching sight, but slowly shook his head. "I honestly don't know, Perry," he answered. But his words were barely out of his lips when I saw a look of recognition flash across his face. A confusion replaced by a look of incredulity. "Actually, scrap that. I do know what that is, but the hell?" I turned back to see that the object was less than 40 feet from us now, and immediately recognized it myself. A buoy. It was the kind that lobstermen used to mark the location of their pots and identify which belonged to them. The white plastic stick to help them grab it from the water stuck straight up into the sky. The flash of yellow I had seen had been the painted stripe which ran across the top half of the styrofoam object. It continued to move towards us at a steady pace. No. Not entirely steady. As it moved forward, the buoy seemed to quickly jerk back and forth from the left and right at every few seconds. A large wave rolled over it, and it disappeared from view for a moment. For whatever reason, not being able to see it caused a large wave of anxiety to well up in me. My mind began the race as it sought to explain what we were seeing. It's clearly a lobster buoy, but there's absolutely no way the trap should be moving, not when they're weighed down with large bricks and metal. Even more so, the tide is going out, not in. It would be going out to sea regardless. The only way it could be moving in this manner as if something got caught in it, and the only thing big enough to drag a pot is a... shark, I breathed. Every fiber of muscle and sinew in my body suddenly tensed up as the answer kept repeating in my mind. I slowly turned to look at Kevin. "Dude, whatever you do, try and stay as still as possible. Try not to make noise that will draw attention to you, because I think a great white got caught on the trap and is pulling it along behind it." Even from a distance, I caught sight of his face paling slightly. Oh, good God. I heard him mutter weakly. I didn't blame him one bit for it. Great whites are some of the most powerful sharks that roam the oceans, ambush predators. Their bites are thousands of pounds per square inch, and they could easily bite a man in half. This one was likely attracted to the struggling of this fish on Kevin's line, and it moved in to investigate. And we're standing here on two frickin' paddleboards. We're sitting ducks. Small wisps of fear began to seep into me as I attempted to stay as still as a statue, bracing my legs with each roll of the waves as I watched the buoy continue to approach us. I kept myself from looking down into the ocean, half expecting if I did to catch a split-second glimpse of the torpedo-shaped body rocketing up at me, jaws agape. My eyes tracked every jerk as it drew even with us. It was close enough that I could have reached out and touched it. I forced my eyes to look down, seeing that the buoy must have been in the water for a long time. Below the waterline, most of it was covered with a thick coating of algae and seaweed, strands of it dangling out behind it like party streamers. More covered the rope which connected the buoy to the trap below, which disappeared out of sight after about 7 feet under. I gave a silent prayer. Please keep moving. For the love of God and all the angels, don't stop. Just keep moving. A massive sense of relief suddenly surged through me as I saw they were answered. The buoy continued on its journey, passing by first myself, then Kevin. We both turned to watch it move towards shore and Camden Harbor, staring at it until it again disappeared from sight amongst the waves. I realized I had been holding in my breath, and feeling relatively safe again, let it out in a loud whoosh as I bent over slightly and putting my hands on my knees. Feeling the color returning to my face, I spared a look over at Kevin. He looked back at me, and for a moment, all we did was stare at each other. I was the one who began to softly chuckle at first. He joined in after a second, and moments later, the two of us were unable to stop laughing as the tension drained from us. "Holy frickin' crap, Perry," he said, wiping a visible sheen of sweat from his brow. "That was, and I'm not even joking, one of the creepiest frickin' things to ever happen to me. Period. Full stop." I let out a soft cough as the laughter began to die away. "You're telling me. I've studied ocean life my entire life, and even knowing what that must have been, it still gets under my skin. Makes you realize just how insignificant and vulnerable we are away from dry land, huh?" I saw him crack a slightly nervous smile. "That's one way to phrase it." He turned to look after where the buoy had disappeared, before turning back to me. "So, what should we do? Head straight back to shore or stay out and finish fishing?" I bit my lower lip gently as I thought. This very question had been one which had begun resonating inside my head. After a moment, I answered. "Honestly, dude, I say we stay out, at least for a little bit. Even though part of me is screaming to get to shore, it's the same direction that it went." I pointed towards the harbor for emphasis before finishing. "So, we should give it enough time to move on. Otherwise, we risk running straight into it." Realization flashed into his eyes, and he nodded as my words registered. "You've got a good point there, my friend," he said, giving me a genuine smile. "Good thing you went to school for what you did. I wouldn't have been a dumbass and just went straight back." He hooked a thumb behind him in the direction he had suggested we go. "So you want to use the time to try to get yourself a fish before we get our asses back to the safety of dry land?" The thought of bringing a stripper or bluefish back for mom and dad to grill for dinner surged through my mind, pushing the last wisps of fear away. Hell yeah, man. Let's do it. With that, I reached down, picking up the paddle and positioning myself, seeing Kevin do the same. Come on, let's go. I will forever blame myself for not having us head straight back for shore. It took us about 20 minutes to reach our new spot, and after dropping our lines in the water, and to my surprise, we started hooking fish after fish. The elation that surged through my heart and mind with the first bite and bend of the rod caused me to forget all about the nerve-wracking experience we had had, and soon, the two of us were whooping and hollering as we hauled up strippers and mackerel galore. Told you this would be a good spot, Kevin called to me. I shot him a grin back. You weren't lying, bro. This is the best fishing we've ever had all spring, and one of the first times I've hooked anything outside of summer and fall. He snorted as he dropped his line back in the water. Does that mean the green shade of envy you've been covered with is lifting? I jerked my head up, feeling a stab of shock crash into me at his words. How the hell did you... I began, but he cut me off, laughing loudly. Dude, we've known each other our entire lives. Give me a little credit in knowing you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
For a moment, I continued staring at him, my mouth hanging slightly open. Then I did the only thing I could think to do. I laughed as well. He's not wrong. Shaking my head, I turned to jerk my rod up and down slightly, trying to tempt another fish to take the bait. Even though my catch bucket was rather full, I still hoped I would get one more to finish the day. But nothing seemed to be biting anymore. It's almost like all the fish realized we were here and fled. I began to chuckle to myself when a second thought followed close behind. Or because something bigger is around. Instantly, the chuckle died away, and the mental image of the buoy swam forward in my mind. Trying not to catch Kevin's attention, I spared a look around at the choppy water, straining my eyes for any hint of color. But nothing showed itself besides the white caps. Still, the uncomfortable tension of anxiety began to rise back inside of me, as hard as I attempted to push it away. I mentally began to chide myself. Cut it out, Perry. It's long gone, whether it was a shark or whatever. It obviously wasn't interested in you two, as it didn't stop. Stop letting Jaws and other ocean horror movies take over your imagination. This is real life, after all. I nodded before glancing at the watch on my wrist. 4:30. I called over my shoulder. Hey Kev, it's getting a bit late. We should start heading back. The sound of his voice drifted back to me. Alright, just give me a few more minutes. I want to try and catch one more fish, but it's like they all vanished into thin air. He chuckled. Or thin water, to be more appropriate. Despite the feelings, I continued the battle inside myself. I couldn't help but laugh at his lame joke. Fine, but just 5 minutes more, and then I'm towing you back in if I have to. I looked over my shoulder to see him give me a mock salute with his free hand.
Sir, yes, sir.
He barked in the manner like his drill instructor father. I smirked and shot him the bird before turning back. Even still, I kept shooting glances at my watch, willing for the second hand to spin faster. Finally, after what seemed like a damned eternity, I saw that 5 minutes had passed. I turned around.
Hey, Kev!
I called out. I saw him lift his eyes from his line to look up at me. Vaguely, I heard him call back out. But his words seemed to be drifting away as though a thick fog bank were separating us. It felt as though my scope of vision were narrowing to a small cone as my gaze moved past him, back in the direction of the harbor. Where a flash of bright yellow had appeared for a split second above the waves. I heard Kevin attempt to call back to me, but my gaze remained on the spot about 40 yards away. I started the fight against myself. Dude, stop scaring yourself. There's nothing there. You didn't see an... Whatever mental chiding I had intended to use next deleted itself as the flash of color came again. And this time, I knew it hadn't been a trick of my mind. It was confirmed as I saw the white stick emerge back into the air as the buoy moved through a set of waves. My blood suddenly ran cold as I forced the single word out from between my lips. Fudge. In my peripheral vision, I saw Kevin turn to follow my gaze, then freeze as he caught sight of the object moving towards us at a far faster clip than it had been on our first encounter. Oh, fudge me sideways, he breathed. He turned back to me. Stay as still as we did last time, Perry. Like you said to me, don't draw attention to yourself. It'll lose interest and move on. The man's words snapped me out of my stupor I'd fallen in, and I blinked my eyes rapidly before shooting the man an appreciative nod and shifting my gaze back to the buoy. It rapidly closed the distance before moving out to the side, about 20 feet from Kevin's board. It stayed in place there for a moment, the jerking motion stopping and the buoy simply standing up straight in the water. Despite the anxiety and small swell of fear coursing through my veins, I couldn't help but feel a wave of confusion wash over me like the waves around us. That's... what the hell? How is that possible? Great whites and most other mackerel sharks cannot stop swimming and hover. They'd asphyxiate and die otherwise. So how was it able to just stay there like that? As I fought to comprehend what I was seeing, the buoy began to move again. It resumed its rapid, jerky journey, moving around Kevin. I turned, seeing my friend slowly set down his fishing rod next to his feet as he continued to eye the shape. Both our eyes watched the buoy as it moved around to sit in front of me, roughly the same distance it had from him. After a second, it moved back around to him, then back to me. My mind suddenly cleared, all the raging thoughts fleeing like the fish had in a single horrific realization entered it. It's circling us. Recognizing the predatory behavior caused a cascade of shivers to shoot up my spine as it moved around us again. I looked at Kevin, seeing a look of fear finally break his forced calm demeanor.
Dude, what the hell do we do?
He asked, his voice weak. I slowly shook my head, moving my gaze back to the buoy.
I don't know, man, but something really isn't right here.
Before he had a chance to reply, I suddenly felt the board under me shift, almost violently. It felt as though the board had been pushed up from below by a sudden immense change in water pressure, and I struggled to not fall headfirst into the ocean. As I regained my footing,
The scientific section of my mind presented the simple but terrifying answer to the inner argument I had had with myself a moment ago. I felt my breathing become to come in short, ragged gasps as I tried to push it away. But with all the evidence I had seen, and the huge water surge I had just felt, too large to even come from the biggest great white, there was no alternative. Kevin? I saw him turn towards me. What is it, Purr? He asked, his voice shaking suddenly. I looked up at him, seeing his face pale further at the expression on my face before I answered. Whatever's on the other side of this buoy, it's not a shark. For a moment, his face remained the same. Then my words slammed into him with all the weight of a tractor trailer. I saw his eyes go wide as his face turned the color of a sheet. He forced himself to speak. Oh shit. My mind raced as I attempted to come up with a plan that might do anything to help us get back to shore alive. But before I had a second to think of anything, a second surge of water rushed up from below, moving sideways and out. Shooting a glance behind me, I saw the buoy moving towards me. Then a great tug came from next to my foot. Feeling my heart enter my throat, I shot my gaze down, just in time to see my fishing rod be yanked into the water. I couldn't even track its descent into the depths. One moment it was just below the surface, the next it was gone, out of sight. A new realization slammed into me. It grabbed my umbrella jig. It grabbed it and kept moving off towards... Vaguely, I suddenly became aware the buoy had hit the back of my paddleboard, swinging it slightly to the side. But the largest wave of horror filled me as my thought finished, realizing where it was heading. I jerked my head up, my eyes wide as I opened my mouth to scream a warning. But it was too late. What happened next happened in a matter of seconds. I saw that he had seen my fishing rod yanked into the deep, his eyes widening more than I thought a human being's could. Then his gaze flashed down to the rod at his feet, where a small stretch...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
A bunch of loose fishing line had accidentally curled around his leg. His eyes snapped up again to lock onto mine, and for a microsecond, it felt as though the entire world had just paused. I saw every small detail with crystal clarity. I saw the sheet of sweat covering his face. I saw his lower lip begin to tremble, and a shocked, pleading look enter his eyes. He began to reach out towards me, his lips beginning to form a word. One I never learned, and which keeps me awake late at night, wondering. The next, he was gone. I caught a glimpse of the line tightening around his leg. Enough that I swear I saw it cut through the neoprene and begin to draw blood. then the man standing 20 feet away from me, my oldest and most cherished friend, was yanked off his board and beneath the waves. A large stream of bubbles broke the surface for a moment. Then, nothing. The surface resumed its unending rise and fall. For my part, I didn't move. I couldn't. I felt rooted in place as my mind fought against what I had just seen. I prayed with every ounce of faith in my soul that I would see his head break the surface as I saw the buoy continue to move away from me before lazily turning and after a single massive jerk forward, hover still in the waves. But he never appeared. I suddenly felt the weight of the situation slam home. Felt hot tears began to stream from my eyes as I fought to keep from collapsing on my knees. I shook violently as I tried to push away the horrific mental images my mind was presenting itself. They all vanished as I saw the buoy begin to resume its slow circle. Now of just me. I continued to shake, but forced myself to stop crying, trying to keep any semblance of despair away. I knew if I allowed that emotion to overtake me, I would stay frozen in place until it tired of its circling and came for me. "Think, Perry, think!" I screamed in my head. "Use all the knowledge you have of oceanic creatures in your mind. It's a predator. So what do all predators want? Food. You don't want to become a prey item for it, so think of an alternative. Something to divert its attention long enough for you to get away." My mind suddenly connected a dot, and I forced my eyes away from the literal circling symbol of death to stare down at my feet. More importantly, at the bucket of fish, who were still weakly wiggling. "Yes, if you throw the fish far enough away, it may catch its attention long enough for you to get to shore." A second thought joined the first. "But if this thing is truly the size as I think it is, one single bucket of fish won't be enough to keep its attention long enough." My eyes rose from my own bucket to stare across the small stretch of water at the empty paddleboard which had belonged to Kevin. My eyes rose from my own bucket to stare across the small stretch of water at the empty paddleboard which had belonged to Kevin. His paddleboard had slipped into the water, bobbing by its side. But I felt my heart soar as I saw his bucket of fish had stayed in place, though it now was precariously close to the edge. I looked up to find the buoy. It was still circling me. I felt a new surge of terror race through my veins as I realized that the circle had gotten smaller since I had last watched it. My time was running out. Slowly, trying to keep my movements as stable and uninteresting as I could, I reached down and picked up the paddle from where it lay. I was terrified that the second I dipped it into the water, the buoy would immediately charge towards me, signifying my final moments. But I had no alternative. "You only have one chance to do this, Perry. Don't F it up." Still shaking, I began the paddle. The 20 feet to Kevin's board felt like a mile. Every time I dipped the paddle into the water, I jerked up to watch the buoy. To my relief, it simply continued the circle. A few excruciating seconds later, I drew up next to the other board. Holding my paddle in one hand, I knelt down and gripped onto the other. The plan was set in my mind. I let out a final prayer. "God, please let this work." Then I picked up my own bucket of fish, before using the paddle to push Kevin's board away from me, out towards the open ocean. The tide caught it, and it drew away from me. From the corner of my vision, I saw the buoy change course, moving towards it, and away from me. I stood up straight, staying still. "Wait for it. Wait until it goes far enough away." The empty board drifted another 20 feet away. I drew all the strength I had remaining in me into my arm, cocking it back as I readied to make a throw which would make the major leagues impressed. It moved another 10 feet away. The buoy continued to slowly follow it. Now! As soon as the bucket left my grasp, I turned and began driving the paddle into the water as quickly and calmly as my shaking hands would allow. Behind me, I heard a dull thunk as the plastic bucket slammed into the water. I wasn't sure how true my aim had been, but I refused to turn and look. I kept paddling, moving it from one side of the board to the other to keep it straight. I heard the cries of the gulls behind me begin to increase, signifying they must have started dive bombing the mass of fish that had fallen into the ocean. And then, I heard it. I never turned to look at it. Even if I had wanted to, I was far too terrified to do so. But I heard the huge eruption of water emanate from somewhere behind me. It was followed by the largest splash I'd ever heard in my life. Even though I was far off, I felt small droplets of water fall onto my head and neck. My mind screamed at me that it had to be gargantuan in order to cause a splash giant enough to reach me. Even still, I continued to paddle toward shore, watching the land grow larger and larger in my gaze. That horrifying day was almost a month ago now. For the rest of my life, I will never understand how I had managed to get away. Such a giant beast must have finished with those fish in mere seconds. The only conclusion that I could come to is one that turns my blood to ice, that it wasn't interested enough to pursue me, because it had already fed. When I had made it to the shore, emerging from the surf by the inn and ocean's edge, I must have looked like a madman with those stained there. Tumbling off my paddleboard and dashing forward, screaming about my friend being dragged under and killed by a sea monster. My mind was fried from the adrenaline and horror that had consumed me. The police were, of course, called. When they had asked for my statement, as much as I knew they wouldn't believe me, I still told the truth. They needed to know. Kevin deserved to have the truth told. And I was right. They didn't. Not entirely, anyways. They did believe that the two of us had been attacked by something, more than likely a shark, as I had originally thought it was. They sent the Coast Guard out to search the area, but they never found a trace of my friend, or his board, for that matter. All they found was a few floating dead fish. He was declared a victim of a shark attack and lost at sea. No one blamed me for his death, but I've seen them look at me oddly. I've seen them whispering to each other when I go to the vintage room to try and drink myself into a stupor that I won't dream. No doubt I must now look like a crazy man in the town to them, ranting and raving about things that don't exist. But I know the truth. They do exist. All the stories I heard my grandfather tell me, of the serpent of Mount Desert Island, of Casey the Casco Bay Monster, and of those told around the world for
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns
and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Centuries. They've been true. Science tries explaining them away, saying they were misidentification or superstitious wise tales. But the truth is, we barely begun exploring the oceans, and there's so much of it that it can hide things. Fearsome and monstrous things. I can't bring myself to go close to the water still without wanting to burst into fits of screams. I don't know if I'll ever be able to. Not without recalling the nightmares I have every single night since that day, one that no amount of alcohol can chase away. Nightmares of my friend flailing in the dark, suffocating embrace of the ocean as something rushes towards him from the dark, its razor-sharp, toothed maw gaping open to devour him. I know none of you will believe me, and frankly, I don't care. I'm posting this because I hope that it might help make living with the memories even just a little bit easier to bear. And to warn you. I don't know how many sea serpents and monsters prowl the ocean's depths around the world, but I do know that there's at least one that lives along the main coast. So please, heed my warning. If you don't believe me, keep an eye out for a yellow and white lobster buoy moving through the water, through the waves. And if you ever do see it, whether you're on a boat or a paddleboard, for the love of God, get to shore.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.